Morning, everybody. It's wonderful to see you here. I'm happy to be here. Again, thank you so much for... Thank you.
There you go, Brian.
Yep.
For inviting me and my son. We shall look now, with God's help, at the wonderful subject of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if you have your Bibles with you, and you'd care to read along with me, I want to read just a few short portions of God's word. First portion is found in the book Psalms 40. I just want to read a little bit of this psalm, written hundreds of years before Christ came, and it's all about Christ. Psalm 40, verse 7. Then said I, Lo, I come in the volume of the book, it is written of me. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips, O Lord, thou knowest. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. Isaiah chapter 53, in the middle of our Bibles, Isaiah 53. This was written also about our Savior, the Lord Jesus. It's in the past tense, 7 centuries before he came, which is amazing. Verse 5, Isaiah 53, But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Just back a few pages to Isaiah chapter 9. Verse 6, For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Psalm 110, just the very first verse of Psalm 110.